Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show in the Catering Room. You've got your Omega 7 Live coming to you. I'd like to welcome all of my new guests and say Habari Ghani. And I'd like to say what's up to my old guests and come in and have a seat. I'd like to thank you for continuing the celebration of National Poetry Month. And this is going to be a segment where we are going to be talking about a particular issue. So, why don't you grab a seat and step right up, and if you have poetry you would like to read, I would like to invite you in and lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. And we'd like to invite you right down in front and center to talk about your poetry. And our subject this evening, we have a bit of a discussion that's going to be going on, and I'm going to invite you to be a part of that discussion. Because we, from time to time, we have issues that we need to talk about. And Omi knows that when we have a celebration, sometimes we have to break into the seriousness of a situation. Now, I'm going to invite you to be a part of this discussion. And if you read the billboard, it says, which spirit are you allowing to take over your being? And I wanted to stop to talk about that because so many brothers and sisters of African-American race in particular, and in general, the main population, have resorted to taking pharmaceutical drugs and other paraphernalia to alter their being and to alter their state of mind. And I wanted to talk on this subject because there's so many young people that are just not knowledgeable about drugs and just have the wrong conception of what drugs were intended to do. So we're going to be touching up on a little bit about drugs and the craziness behind all of it. And you notice I said, oh, you've got me looking so crazy right now. And that's what we ought to be saying when we ingest drugs into our body, because you are out of control. You do not have control, and you're looking crazy right now. Now, the real question is, I know that the African Americans think they're doing a just service to the Native Americans because they passed the peace pipe. They think that's a part of our culture because we share in the cultural life of the Native Americans that it is suitable to pass the peace pipe. Well, I've got news for you. The Native Americans broke it down and came up with many different steps for rehabilitation, for correcting the problem of their forefathers, for not teaching them the real reason behind why they took in the peace pipe. And we're going to discuss that in just a minute. So I want you to stay on the air and stay with us because we're going to call on you. Excuse me, people. We have some of the craziest things that goes on on these terminals. I can't seem to get it. And when you get it, you please let me know what's all about. When you're on the terminal, you can't change anything. And if you're talking about a certain subject, all of a sudden the machine just cracks down. But we've got control again. You know we're going to do it. And let's get on with you, Jamma. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Very much, family, for going with me on that short, brief intermission. And as I was saying earlier, we're going to be talking a little bit more serious today because I think our people need to hear about this. And I think our young people especially need to hear about this because they've gotten the wrong information again, counterfeit information. As I put on the billboard, join OMI in celebrating a National Poetry Month. This is going to be a part of the National Poetry Month celebration. Which spirit are you allowing to take over your being? Oh, you got me looking so crazy right now. You can get a spiritual fix, ladies and gentlemen, from the African dancing and the drumming. Didn't you know it? That's right, somebody's giving you a counterfeit again. Where this came from, and the desire to be able to transcend yourself and have an out-of-body experience, it came from the dance people. It came from not just smoking the peace pipe, but it came from the dance and the drumming. The dance and the drumming of the African Americans, they normally call it a bembe. Say it with me, bembe. And the bembe is normally a spiritual set, where the emotions of the spirit being is given the opportunity to rise to the highest level. And during that time, the drumming is meant to invoke your spirit, to rise you out of your consciousness so you can work out your situation and your problems. Now, African Americans periodically did this on a regular basis or whenever they had an issue or a problem. They didn't just go and do it on Sunday because problems were arising throughout the week. They had been based throughout the week and sometimes two and three times a week in African culture. Africans left that ritual behind. They didn't bring it. It was our medicine. Say it with me. Medicine. Like the leaves are to be your medicine as your herbs. Excuse me, and so many of you think because you're smoking herbs that you are self-medicating yourself and you're healing yourself. Now, there are some herbs that really will heal and medicate us and heal us, but I want to get us straight on some things. Just because you see a couple of states that are approving the marijuana and all of the states are not approval, don't get silly because somebody's going to say, you got me looking so crazy right now. Because they think that's an all-out indication that you can start puffing on the peace pipe and start rolling the joint and smoking reefer, not knowing what's in the mixture of the reefer. And that's what we want to talk about. Yes, it's been used for medicinal purposes, but what if somebody has laced that leaf with all kinds of substance that are the elements that the medical institute tends to want to check for to see if they have the added chemicals in those leaves that will actually get inside the African-American body and bond itself to the melanin in the brain. We are the only people that can smoke marijuana and have additives that were added to it of chemicals, and those chemicals go straight to our brain and bond itself to our melanin in our brain. And guess what, people? You don't come down off that high. You don't eliminate that high for one time, that chemical stays in the brain and you can experience that high again or that emotional trend again. So are you looking for a permanent high or just a temporary thing? Now, if you're looking for a permanent high, I can take you there. And that's where I want to talk to you about. Join in with the African dance and the drumming. And don't get hooked on the reefer because you don't grow your own reefer. You don't know what's in that reefer. You don't know if they've added all kinds of peptides, all kinds of aluminums, all kinds of lead poisoning. You don't know what they're lacing that with. So therefore, you may be taking your death and not know it, just looking for a good time. Say it with me. Oops, you got me looking so crazy right now. You got me looking so crazy right now. So you don't know. And when you don't know something, you don't take a chance on it. Now, I know you didn't learn this in Nutrition 101 or either Home Ec 211, but it should be taught administrators in school that you never pick up and take anybody's reefer that is given to you that could possibly be laced, and you're taking in more chemical drugs than what's actually in the leaf. It's not the leaf that we're worried about. We're worried about what is it laced with. What are you taking in your bodies that can induce death or possibly damage your melanin? Let me tell you, black people, the best thing you got going for you is your melanin. Say it with me. The best thing I got going for me is my melanin. Do you want to damage that? Do you know people are dying to get your melanin? When they found those boys in Atlanta, Georgia, who were missing, they found them missing their scrotums, and they were drained of all their melanin. What do you suppose that somebody wanted to do with their melanin? Well, they're making melanin pills now, and they're using them for longevity to stay alive. And we don't know that we've got the antidotes to keep us youthful and young and healthy, but yet we're destroying it with peptides and polypeptides that are laced with the reefer and marijuana. Now, say hemp with me, hemp. Now, I know a lot of you are seeing this website with a gentleman who is now manufacturing hemp, and he has a hemp company, and the hemp is supposed to be related to the marijuana leaf. Now, you got to get educated about this. Hemp and marijuana are two different leaves. They are cousins of one another, and they have different medicinal purposes. However, that gentleman has gotten hemp approved under certain types of medical direction, and he's using it to make possibly any and everything you can think of. Now, I want to go back to us. Forget all the recreational part of it, where you're using recreational drugs to come down off of your stressful job or coming down off of the stress that you experience with your wife or your children. There's many ways to relieve stress where you don't have the side effect. Say side effect. Now, some of you are using street pharmaceutical drugs that you're buying from other people and taking other people's medicine. You don't know what the side effects of that medicine could be. You're taking pain pills and you're taking muscle relaxers. Do you know what muscle relaxers can do to your body? You won't be able to stand up. Your body will be like jelly. But yet, every time you look around, there's a brother or sister that is taking these pharmaceutical drugs off the street, thinking that they are escaping from the madness. Let me tell you a better way to escape from the madness, people. And I mean this sincerely. Go in and create yourself a spiritual hall and get your drummers in line, not just any kind of drummers. I'm talking about those djembe drummers and those talking drums. Those are the ones that really talk to our spirit. And those are the drums that will bring the spirit up and relieve you of the stress. And you can dance to the tune and the beat of the spirit all night long. Because those drums will be speaking to you, children. Those drums will truly be speaking to you. And I want you to know how those drums will be speaking to you. Because, see, some of you think it's all about, I just want to feel good. I'm tired, but I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of that. I can't take it no more. I just want to feel better. You can feel better, but it's got to be on your account, and you got to decide. Now, let's feel better by looking at what we've got to offer, by looking at what gifts we got. Listen to the drums as they beat. Feel it go into your spirit and feel how it's going to lift you up and pick you up. If you've had a dose of the real medicine, now let me take you a little bit higher. When you hear those drums, there's a high pharmaceutical thing going on in your body. That serotonin in your brain is passing over the synapse and giving you the synergy that you need to experience nirvana. How many of you really want to experience a high of nirvana where you can lift yourself out of your state of mind? And I'm not talking about with no drugs. And I'm not talking about with no reefer. And I'm sure not talking about with no cocaine. Put it down. Lay it down, little sister. Lay it down, little brother. It's time that this National Poetry Month that we be speaking the same language, a language universally that we can do the beat to. And when we all doing the beat to the same thing, our rhythm will be intact. But if you off on some cocaine, you are not in stride and moving right on time with your brothers and sisters because you're out of sync. And when you're out of sync, you don't care about nobody else. And you just about do anything to get that next fix. And that's like hurting your brother or your sister or your family members or putting them in arm's danger. Now, does it mean you will sacrifice all of that plus going to prison for? Don't let anyone fool you. You don't get the same amount of time for reefer that you do with cocaine. You don't get the same amount of time for the powder cocaine as you do with the rocks cocaine. I don't know enough about this stuff to be an expert on it, but I do know enough to tell you that it's not right and it's a trick from the devil. And you were set up. So you've got to come back to your spiritual teachings. What are your spiritual rituals? Our parents didn't teach us about to grab a cigarette, grab a rolled up piece of cocaine to come out of our suffering. We suffered through it. But now you don't have to because you know about your African rituals. And you must understand, we use medicine. And there were natural forms of medicine to heal us. And if the body is sick and expressing a disharmony, you must heal it. But heal it through your own herbs and not herbs that someone has laced with chemicals. You must understand this melanin in your brain is precious. You cannot destroy the melanin. You cannot, ladies and gentlemen. And what you're doing now is destroying the melanin in your brain, and you don't even know it. So you must come to a decision that you will no longer take in the marijuana only because you're looking for a fix and a high. I want you to understand that you can experience a better life. You can experience a better opportunity. And I want you to also look up what the Native Americans did when they had recreational time and recreational leisure. They will tell you themselves, man, we can't drink. It's not in our chemical element to be a drinker because it turns into alcohol and affects our whole being. Well, that's the same thing that reefer and cocaine does for the African American. I want you to know it. It wasn't designed for us. Someone else designed it for us. It's a cheap form of a counterfeit product. Now, as you know, they used the cocaine at one time in the hospital, but it was in its pure form. African Americans, you're not able to even purchase the doggone drug in its pure form. So once again, you're getting a counterfeit fix. Let it alone. Make this decision this year to come off of it. There are treatments for you. People are offering treatments for you. I'm pleading with you because the Spirit told me to talk to you today, that there's opportunity for you to take that methadone treatment to wean yourself off those drugs. You don't have to spend another minute taking in drugs. Preachers, if you're sniffing cocaine and you're doing it just to get by, you don't have to spend another hour sniffing cocaine. Sisters, if you're taking the cocaine to deal with your situation at home or on the job, you don't have to spend another hour sniffing that line. You can walk away from it. There's a pharmaceutical gift that's been given to you from the Most High, and he gives you your own drumming. He gives you your own African dancing that helps you to work your way out of a situation, that shows you that you don't have to be looking so crazy right now. You could come to your senses right now, and you can feel again. How many of you want to really feel again? I've heard alcoholics and drug addicted people that say that I just want to feel again. I'm so numb from all of the situation that I've been going through, and I've suppressed my feeling. I just want to feel again. Well, you could feel again with the emotion of the African drumming. You could feel again with the emotional drumming of the bembe. Why don't you set up a bembe in your community? Call all your sisters together and get your skirts made with your African garb. And then call the brothers together and tell them, is there one among you that has a djembe drum or a talking drum? And then create a bembe instead of going to the club and work through your situation. And see, don't you feel better once you come up from dancing. The Spirit will come upon one of you, and you will become evoked, and you will find solutions to your problem, and you will start speaking because the Holy Ghost, the real Holy Ghost, will take over you. And that's the only reason people are going to church, is to invoke the Spirit so that the Holy Ghost will show up, and that through the dance and the shouting, that through the dance and the shouting, you work out your situation. Now, this is what I'm talking about, folks, and I know what I'm talking about. You're trying to reinvent that feeling because you're so low and because things have gotten so bad and they don't seem to be letting up. Well, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, brothers and sisters. There is a light. I see it. Can you see it with me? Try to fix yourself so you can see that light at the end of the tunnel. That light is to lift you and to give you the spiritual get up. I know sometimes it's hard. I know sometimes it's difficult to face the next day or the next week. And I know sometimes it's hard to determine every day whether to be or not to be African. Well, I choose to be African. And I'm telling you to do the same thing, African people. When you choose to be African, you can shake off the old man. You can shake off the habits and the addiction, and you can come into some clean and healthy addiction. There's nothing wrong with dancing. That is part of our ritual, and people don't know why they go to the clubs. That was one of my vices. I love to dance, but I never took up with drinking or alcohol or drugs. But the vice of dancing was something that was in African America, and I transitioned from the streets over to the church to do the dance of the Holy Ghost dance. Now, I'm telling you, you could do the same thing. I didn't say be no churchgoers. If you're African, set up your own African retreat in within your community and start to dance if you're not ready for the mess that the church got. Now, some of you are sick and tired of the mess that the church got, so you won't even go in there to even dance, even though you need that fix. That's right, I said that fix, because a lot of you anesthetize when you go in these churches, and some of you get more of a fix than the others. That's why you keep going back, because they sedate you with the drumming and give you ability to work off the frustration that's on you. You could create that through your tradition, your rituals, and heritage. You don't have to become religiosity in order to experience that. And I want everyone to know it's time to get clean, and it's time to shake yourself so you can feel again. Because I don't want to catch you looking so crazy right now. Because there's so many of us brothers and sisters that are looking so crazy, don't know where their next fix is coming from, and do just about anything to get it. Well, you got to shake it off. It's not worth it. It's a counterfeit. And I tell you, it's a trick from the devil. And it was created for you. And if you don't believe me, go back and look at some of the movies where they talked about why they put more stronger drugs on the street. Now, you look and you see pharmaceutical places everywhere you go. Don't just think it's cocaine and reefer and methadone. It's also pharmaceutical drugs. And if you're hooked on those, get off of them too. Leave those alone. We don't want anything to touch our precious melanin. We don't want anything to interfere with our mind. Our mind is all we got, and when you lose your mind, that's a terrible thing to lose. So hold on, folks. Hold on to your mind. Because, see, there are people biting for your mind. They want to control it. The only worst thing in the world is a mind that's available to someone that's a user that can take your mind and put it in his back pocket and control it. Don't let nobody control your mind. Don't let nobody take over your being. Because all you got left is your precious melanin and your mind. Hold on, brother. Hold on, sister, because help is on the way. Because I came to tell you that it's in the dance and it's in your drumming. And if you don't believe me, the children are drumming now. They're trying to drum up enough drumming to ease their spirit, to bring them back to consciousness. You watch the little boys as they put their hands up in the air and they start drumming. They're trying to drum out the frustration and their beats and to a drummer, to a higher beat. And the drummer boy is the one that walks with a steady beat. He beats out his path for himself. But if you don't want to make that change, don't stop anybody else from making a change. Open up a way so you can encourage them. It don't take very much but a few dollars to buy a djembe drum. You might even have to send over to Africa to have one shipped here. I did. I had two of them shipped. And now those two of those drums I left in Africa, and that's the only thing I long for every day are those drums. Will I get them back? Yes, I will, because I know they were sedative. They were healing. They were a healing balm, and there is a balm in Gilead. Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and before you do anything, read on the history. Don't go along with what I'm saying. The drums were stolen from us and they were hidden because they knew that there was a message in those drums and we were sending messages just like the Underground Railroad across the airways and across the frequencies. You want to send a message to your brothers and your sisters who you can't reach verbally. You can reach them through the drums. You can reach them and their bodies will answer you and they will become invoked and drunk with the spirit. And when you go to church, you watch how the people become so drunk that as if they had a glass of wine because they're overextended and God has allowed himself to permeate and you press God forward. The whole thing is God lives within inside of you. And you must experience enough to press God forward. God has never went anywhere but inside of you and I. He's not in the atmosphere. He's there. He just needs to be stirred up. And when the drumming starts, and the dancing style, we stir up the God that's within us, and we press that God forward, and he comes and works with us and cooperatively helps us through every situation. I know what I'm talking about, folks. I know what I'm talking about. This ain't what I heard. This ain't what I saw. It's what I experienced. And I'm telling you, you don't have to be a drunk to know the meaning of wanting to feel good. There's nothing wrong with wanting to feel good. But we have to choose and pick our paraphernalia and choose and pick our medicine. Stop medicating yourself from these pharmacies. And if these doctors got you on all kinds of medicine and you're feeling worse and worse and worse, go back to them. Ask them to help you to wean yourself off or down to a low enough dose so that you're not walking around here intoxicated and drunk. Because a lot of you are driving intoxicated with this medicine. And medicine is not always a cure if it has side effects. You must find your own way to purchase and create your own medicine like the old folks used to do. We had our own gardens and created our own herbs and spices, and we knew what we was taking and knew what side effects it was going to have. But we got so many of us killing ourselves and slowly killing ourselves at that. We're just on slow boil. And people, don't worry about shooting you or killing you or doing a massive drive-by on you, because they said you're already finished and you're slowly killing yourself. Now, I don't want that to be the truth, and neither do I want it to be a statistic that all black men belong in prison, because they don't. And don't let them give you the hype or the okey-doke. You've got to change things and statistics. We're not a minority, and don't go around calling yourself, we're just a minority, we're the underclass, or we're the punch monkey, or we're just never going to rise up. We're going to rise up, and we're going to get over the grain house. But you've got to speak it into existence. Everything that the Creator created, He first spoke it in existence. And then it came to pass through Rhema and Logo. Say it with me, Rhema and Logo, the spoken word and the written word. You speak your existence into being. You call forth that what you want to happen in your life. And now I speak into the atmosphere that those that have a desire to get free from drug addictive process will begin the process today to free themselves. This will be the first step that they take in the right direction for finding help to free themselves. And for those of you who are looking for another way out, and those who would like to go into the Bembe dance and have the comedic lifestyle, it's a beautiful lifestyle. Understanding your culture, your religion comes out of your culture. You don't just make a religion for yourself. It's created out of your culture. So when you join these churches, is it connected to your culture? Does it have anything to do with your culture? If not, they won't tell you about the drumming. They won't tell you about the invoking of the spirit and how this dance will heal you. It doesn't tell you that. When the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you will get all types of manners of tongues and speak in tongues. What is the benefit of speaking in tongues if you cannot give a message or a word to the community to upgrade the community? Speaking in tongues, I would that you would not only speak in tongues, but prophesy as well. I say prophesy, my sister. Prophesy and tell us something that we don't know. But just to speak in tongues and gibberishly not be able to communicate that is gibberish speaking. Now, we've got to speak with clarity in today's time. And we've got to understand, is there a word for me? And if there is a word from you, can you press for God in your life to get a word for yourself? You don't need to have itchy ears to worry about whether or not somebody can give you a word if they prophesied over you. You have your own ore. How in the world is God going to give a message for you when He has access to you and He can speak through you? Why does He need to talk to Sister Mary to tell Sister Mary about you when He has access to your medulla oblongata? He can speak straight through your brain, and you can receive the message firsthand. Don't become ignorant in your slow processing of growth, thinking that somebody has the ability to speak life over your situation. Speak life over your own situation. Encourage yourself. David did. Encourage yourself. And understand that God is you, and you are God, and you are one with God. And God has already resided in and put Himself in your being. You've got to dance Him up, and you've got to stir Him up and press Him forward through your situation. And as you work out your salvation, you will press God forward. That is the only God that you need look for in this universe, because there's none other coming out of the sky. And Christian, I don't care what you say. I'm talking sound information. And if you tell the people that the word may pass away and the church may pass away, but God will never pass away, you're right, because God resides in us. He is in us. He's in you, He's in me, and we're Him, and He's us. So